Fucking nah. It's just, you know, it's sign company.
It's my kitchens.
Hi, is Henry there?
That's me.
Hey, Henry. This is Danny at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Good. I just wanted to touch base with you about some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. Looks like it was, you know, based on some financing you did with Beacon Funding back in 2009. So, yeah, basically we had the business, pre-approved for some equipment financing as well as working capital up to about 250K. I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you, see what kind of, you know, plans or projects you had coming up. We might need some financing.
Don't need nothing right now.
Nothing right now? Is it, how's business been over there for you?
Slow.
Really?
Yep, very slow. We're doing good until about a month ago and just died off.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. What do you think's, you know, causing it to get slow?
I don't know. It's just feast or famine, so right now we're just waiting for the feast to come back.
Waiting for the feast to come back. Is it usually, you know, come back more, toward the fall?
It's hard to describe. It used to be the winter was my off months and it was wide open in the summertime. Now it's just hit and miss on any time of the year.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I hear you.
And I hope things will pick back up.
Doug? Yeah, and I hope they do for you over there as well. How do you get through these slower times when everything kind of...
Well, right now, most of my work is in the cemetery.
Most of what?
Most of my work is in the cemetery.
Oh, really? What do you do for that? Like,
I do monuments.
Oh, wow. Okay. How does that whole process work for...
Get out and do physical labor. Close a grave, whatever.
Oh, I got you. Okay. And then with, do you make, like, tombstones and stuff like that as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do they, you guys have machines to, like... make engravings for the names and stuff?
I do sandblasting, cut it with rubber stencil and then sandblast.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I would never really understood how that whole process worked.
And unfortunately, it's the hottest time of the year. Got in the cemetery where there's very little shade and just do what you can and quit.
Yeah.
Wait for the next morning to get here.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's tough to be in. We do, you know, equipment financing. I'm not sure if you're looking to add on any equipment later in the year. But we also do, you know, working capital. And it's, based off sales. We can free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. That's unsecured cash. And, a lot of companies, you know, use it for getting through these slow times. Are like, I don't know if you have like a net 30 over there with your customers. Like in between jobs. So,
yeah.
Have you ever used anything like that before?
No, I just, you know, fortunately I got a little reserve back. And just waiting on a few people to make up their mind about what they're gonna do.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's definitely an alternative. You know, if you ever have that, and I mean, do you have a line of credit with your bank that you use?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What's the limit on that line that you have?
I don't ask for much, but usually I try not to borrow anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just trying to use it for emergencies.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. That's smart to do. So like I said, it's definitely, you know, an option there if you, you know, would like to, see exactly what we could do for you and help you out over there if you did have something coming up. What's a good email? I can send you some info you have in your back pocket.
You can send it to sign11@aol.com.
Sign11 at AOL.com.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and, I'll shoot that over to you in about 15 minutes. And then, when would be, you know, a good time to check in with the business, see how things are?
Later on this year.
Okay.
So right now I have no plans to do any kind of purchasing or anything.
Yeah. Okay. And, I mean, just out of curiosity, how'd you get involved, like, in the sign industry? Like, would you... Just kind of pick it up with your family, or?
No, I'm trying to pick up a girl.
Trying to pick up a girl. Did you get her?
Back in 76, I didn't get the girl, but I got a career.
Yeah, that's great. Look at
her dad was trying to start up a little fruit stand on the side of the road, and he was making a mess out of sign, so I picked up the brush and finished the sign.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked somebody else, and I got the business, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but look, I mean,
oh, well, at least it happens, but
yeah, you got the business though.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. And, well, yeah, I hope it starts picking up over there. I'll go ahead and, I'll shoot you that email and I'll check back in with you like next quarter, see how things are going.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thanks, Eddie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.